Sí.
It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a very special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, coming to you from a gracious custom-built adobe home located at 1330 Vista Mirada in the La Mariposa neighborhood of Santa Fe. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I hope you will join us today for a tour of this terrific home. Just take the Camino La Tierra exit off of Route 599, take a right on Fin del Sendero, another right on Vista Sereno, and a left on Vista Mirada. We'll have interesting guest commentary about this beautiful property, and you can also enjoy some refreshments, enter a drawing for fabulous free gifts, and just enjoy yourself this afternoon. So come join us by driving to the La Tierra exit off of Route 599, take a right on Fin del Sendero, then a right on Vista Sereno, and a left on Vista Mirada, and take a tour of this beautiful custom home, enjoy refreshments, and enjoy a drawing of free gifts. Before we get going with the show, I want to invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are partners of the All Things Real Estate radio show. Now, these companies offer an array of very useful services and products, so simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and then check out the stellar New Mexico companies. We have a lot going on with the show today, and with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the 1260 KTRC studio, and my very skilled technician, Colin McAdams, with us right here at 1330 Vista Mirada off of Route 599. I want to start things off by getting some state-of-the-market comments from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Hi, Andrew. Welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here, Ray.
And I think you've got some very interesting commentary today for the listeners.
Yeah, I don't want this to be a downer, but I work twice as hard as I used to on loans because of all of the new regulations that I talked about last week. And a lot of these new regulations have come about because of mortgage fraud. This is a big business, and it accounts for $2.8 billion in 2009. Mostly, or the biggest concentration has been in the West, not in New Mexico, but in California, Arizona, and Nevada. Mortgage fraud was up 5%. 5% of all mortgage applications were deemed to be fraudulent in 2009. And in 2010, this far, it's up 13%. Uh-huh. Much of the tightening in underwriting is a result of the detection and prevention of fraud. There are two types of mortgage fraud. There's fraud for occupancy. Basically, that's lying upon a loan application in order to be able to buy a home. But the bigger part of fraud is called fraud for profit. These are multiple loans and schemes that are intentions for people to make money. This is primarily an insider's game, so it's happening between real estate agents and mortgage people as well as appraisers. Those type of things are foreclosure rescues, fraudulent short sales, property flipping, and inflated appraisal. The result of all of this is tightening regulation. HVCC, the Home Valuation Code of Conduct, sought to make a firewall between the appraiser and the mortgage lender. Underwriting, because of all of this, is much slower and much more deliberate because underwriters are taught to look for red flags. We all suffer because of the actions of the minority, but this is one of the reasons that underwriting takes so long these days and is filled with extra documentation and makes just all of our lives difficult.
Uh-huh. Well, a major problem, as you pointed out, and I guess also, too, it's obvious that because of the pendulum swinging, is that maybe lenders and regulators are looking for fraud more diligently than they did before.
Yeah, and that's it. I personally don't know of any mortgage fraud, but I know it happens. I had a loan last week that got held up because the underwriter thought there was fraudulent action. Turned out that there wasn't, and we proved it, mm-hmm. but it just takes longer.
Right. Well, as always, one of the challenges that you as a mortgage broker have to deal with, but you do it well. Andrew Hoffman, advisor of all things real estate, thank you as always for your commentary.
Thanks, Ray.
Okay. I want to shift gears now and welcome my broker colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, John Scott, who is one of the official hosts along with his colleague, Jen Kapusinski, here at the open house at this beautiful home. Welcome to the show, John.
Thanks, Ray.
John, I guess maybe for the benefit of the listeners, let's frame where we are and sort of summarize the attributes of this beautiful home. Again, we invite everyone to come on over here to 1330 Vista Mirada, which is on the way towards Las Campanas. Very easy to get to off of Route 599. So talk a little bit about this property, John.
Thanks, Ray. Being easy off of 599 really says it. It's only about a mile off the exit in the direction of Las Campanas. And to help people today, we put out our open house signs and we tied some green balloons on them so you can't miss getting there.
Great.
One of the nice things about this property is it's located in the subdivision of La Mariposa, which is very convenient and adjacent to all the major highways in the area right off of 599. So people that work in the labs in Los Alamos or downtown or even Albuquerque, you can get out of highway and take off.
Mm-hmm.
This house is pretty cool. It's about 3,900 square feet on 2 acres. And it was custom built in 1991, and the current owners bought it from the original owners. It's an adult home. It has just wonderful, gracious, entertaining spaces. A big family room off the kitchen with the Kiva fireplace, so just a dramatic living room, awesome portal that pulls in about 300 degrees vistas. You can see all the mountain ranges. So it has just it's worth a visit this afternoon.
Yeah, and when I was here a couple of weeks ago and we did a little walkthrough and a video of it, I was astounded at the size of that portal and how terrific it is for entertaining. I only wish that we could be out there on the portal today doing the radio show, but we wanted to be careful because of the potential rain, but it's beautiful right now, so we invite you all to come over here.
It is
to
beautiful.
1330 Vista Mirada.
It's interesting enough, this house sits up very high on the ridgeline. Once you know where the property is, you'd always be able to spot it when you're coming into the neighborhood because it sits up, and that's what gives it its great vistas and stuff because of its high point there. It's a couple of neat things. While it's outside of the city area, it is provided city water, and it has all the other expected utilities, DSL lines and stuff for the Internet.
And did you share, I'm not sure you did, what the terrific price is on this property?
Well, thanks for reminding me. There's two prices I'll share with you. One is it's $875, but better than that, it's $224 a foot. Which if somebody does comparable shopping in this marketplace, they'll find that this has been priced very well. The
right.
Sellers would like it to get it sold as soon as possible.
Not revealing anything that we shouldn't be revealing on air to thousands of people, but do the sellers want to stay in the area?
Actually, the sellers are staying in the area. They have some friends located not terribly far away from here, and they've mm-hmm. purchased a home so they can be by their friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, again, there's a sort of an interesting background. You mentioned that the house was constructed in 1991 by Schiller Construction.
I'll give you that.
That's it. And Milburn Associates were the architects.
They were the architects. This was custom design. It wasn't a spec home.
And I guess, and in a few minutes, I'm going to be introducing my color commentators, Dina and Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated, to talk about this structure and from their vantage point as professional builders. But this is a serious adobe house, isn't it?
It is adobe, 14-inch wide walls. A tremendous number of windows. They're very deep-seated, which adds a lot of the, I think it's probably one of the hallmarks of an adobe home.
Mm-hmm.
The room, I should have counted all the doors, but the master, for example, one can lounge in bed with their morning coffee and look at the ski run.
You haven't done that as a listener.
I have not done that as
a listener. Okay, good. Well, I tell you what, John, is there anything else you want to share with the listeners here at the beginning other than come on over and enjoy? But you do have some refreshments here. You do have a drawing for gifts. I just saw Paige Moffitt from Fidelity National Title walk in with the refreshments.
And I can confirm we will have refreshments.
Yes, indeed.
We have some gift certificates, And it's worth the trip. It really is. And thanks for having us on.
Well, you bet it. Again, for people that want to find an interesting property, good-sized home in a lovely neighborhood, very close to downtown, enjoy some refreshments, take a tour. And if you take a tour today, John and Jan have put together a list of very nice gifts. They'll throw your name into a hat, pull it out at the end of the open house today, and give you a call and let you know if you've won. So, again, I invite you to come on over here to 1330 Vista Mirada. Again, the best way to come is from Highway 599 to the Camino La Tierra exit to Fin del Sendero, right on Vista Sereno, then left on Vista Mirada. Come and join us today. We're going to have a lot of fun, and the weather is beautiful, so stay tuned. Gino Thompson, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Dina and Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated. Stay tuned.
TRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we are located at a very special remote broadcast at 1330 Vista Mirada, which is located in the La Mariposa neighborhood of Santa Fe. Just take Highway 59 to Camino La Tierra to Fin del Sendero, right on Vista Sereno, and then a left on Vista Mirada. Look for the Santa Fe Realty Partner signs and for the green balloons. Follow them right to this terrific property. And when you get here, you can take a tour, you can enjoy some refreshments, and you can enter a drawing for fabulous free gifts. In the first segment, my colleague John Scott framed what all the attributes are of this terrific property, and I'm now joined by my good friends Dina and Jeff Major, who are the co-principals of Santa Fe's premier developer and home builder company, Major Development Incorporated. With more than 15 years of experience, Major Development has helped scores of satisfied New Mexicans build new homes, convert garages into living space, and build guest houses. Today, Dina and Jeff are going to bring some useful suggestions on home building and renovation right here to 1330 Vista Mirada. So welcome back to the show, guys.
Thanks, Ray. It's great
to be
here.
Thank you, Ray.
I think maybe what we'll do is start out, if it's okay with you, to get your impressions, Jeff and Dina, about this property that we're sitting in today. You took a tour of it. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's a beautiful home. It's a lovely home, actually, Ray. Although I have to back up, and as you're on your way out here and you're coming around 599, I just want to mention that you want to watch out for the radar traps.
Oh, okay.
They almost got us. So.
All right, well, useful suggestion from Dina Major.
They're up there on 599 today.
So if anybody comes here and they announce that they got a ticket, then you've been forewarned. So anyway, thank you, Dina, for that.
Sorry, I just had to throw that out there.
All right, but besides the radar trap, what do you think of this house?
The house is spectacular. I really enjoyed it. Jan gave me a lovely tour when we arrived, and I particularly noticed the warm, soothing colors that are in this house, everywhere, every room, every space. It just is lovely, warm, soothing colors, tremendous wood details on the ceilings all throughout the house. I'm not sure I saw a room without wood details on the ceilings. Jeff and I will talk a little bit about what that costs and what some of those treatments cost as we get further into the show.
Right.
Also, as John mentioned, the deep-set windows that tend to be a trademark of Adobe, and in this case absolutely are a trademark of Adobe, those nice, thick, massive, rounded walls. But there's other ways to create that, and again, we'll get into some of those things. The house is lovely. The views are certainly unparalleled.
Mm-hmm.
They're just I could wake up in that master bedroom. I heard what John said about that.
Absolutely.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible.
Well, you know,
and
he's got a purchase agreement here. So that's just what you guys need to do.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's a very nice way of framing what is, in fact, a beautiful house. Jeff, from your standpoint as a builder, Dina is as well, but as a builder, what do you see? You don't see too many big, thick adobe wall structures like this that are newer, but what's your view of this particular property?
Well, I think Dina described the property exactly how it is. It's a gorgeous piece. It's a gorgeous house. The thick walls, the adobe, you know, it being a monolithic construction, it's very solid, very quiet. From a builder's perspective, who's looking for work, this wouldn't be a good house. It's in great shape. That's whoever built the house did a wonderful job. Where the vigas and beams meet the walls, they're nice and tight. There's no gaps. There's no cracks around the windows.
Right.
It's a well-built, well-constructed house, and it's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no work here for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? But you're giving excellent commentary today, and that's what the listeners really benefit from whenever they hear Dina and Jeff Major. I always like to ask you guys this because, again, Jeff, you've got your finger on the pulse. We like to do this whenever you are on the show. We've had some tough news lately about the housing market, but we are remaining optimistic to the very end. I think it's stating the obvious that from a builder's standpoint, times are challenging, but do you see any kind of silver lining in the data that's out there at all? I mean, we were talking before the show about the third quarter of this year, so what's your thoughts?
Well, we sold a house last week. We closed on that house,
yep.
And we've that's had a lot. Pardon me?
That's always good news.
Oh, yeah, it is. And you know, it's been a long, dry spell. So that was very positive. I think that speaks to the state of Santa Fe real estate anyway, mm-hmm. that things are picking up.
Right.
Are they back to normal? No. But are they improving? Absolutely.
Right.
And you have to decide, are you willing to take advantage of an opportunity to buy a house like this at, what was it, $235 a foot?
Yeah.
$225. $225 a square
foot. Unbelievable square
foot. Which 2-3 years ago would have been closer to $400.
Right.
You know, so you have to decide whether you're going to sit on the sidelines and wait till it goes back to $400 a foot. Or go and buy a great house at a great price now.
Right, and I think
tremendous financing.
Well, that's just it. Interest rates. Freddie Mac announced yesterday that interest rates are at a 50-year low, mm-hmm. except for one-year ARMs. Every other category of interest rates, and Andrew Hoffman's around here somewhere, are down, and we just haven't seen it in a lifetime. Certainly, Colin McAdams, my technician, is too young to have remembered these interest rates being this low before. So, Jeff, you're absolutely right, and Dina, you echoed that as well. Moderate prices, terrific opportunities for nicely built properties, and low interest rates if you're qualified. So if you're a buyer, we keep beating this drum, but there is no better time, is there, Dina?
I don't see how there could be, and it can't last. It simply can't last forever. I know there's been some rough news, particularly new housing starts, I think, fell way off in May, did they not?
New housing and existing
homes.
Yes.
homes. That's on a national basis. And
right.
I don't have the impression that we're feeling that here in Santa Fe at this point.
Right. I think you're right.
I'm just not seeing it. The activity, you know, we as realtors, Santa Fe Realty Partners, as you know, we get the updates on the showing activity.
Right.
The numbers have almost doubled in the last 6 months. The amount of daily showings, jump in here if you disagree, but they've almost doubled. So with that activity, we've also seen increased sales in our market. So
yep.
I'm not – interestingly, though, I have to point out, it's kind of funny. There's a lot of people attributing that the housing starts and the housing sales dropping off in May – to the home buyer's credit.
Right, which ended at the end of April.
Which ended, you had to have things under contract by the end of April. What I think is interesting on that, I was speaking to Diana Pollard, who I've worked with at title company, Southwestern Title. Sorry, I guess I shouldn't plug, but anyway, I've worked with Diana for 15 years.
Right.
And I thought she was going to be swamped. I was anxious to get our closing scheduled for the end of June because I thought she was going to be really swamped
mm-hmm.
with people taking advantage of the tax credit. She wasn't at all.
Hmm.
So I don't know how much that tax credit affected our city.
Well,
where I'm going with that.
I think it did affect our city.
Certainly some, but I'm not sure it affected it commensurate as you might have seen it in other markets.
And you may be right, and that may have something to do with the fact there are fewer first-time home buyers in our market than
so.
There are in other larger urban centers. More retirees here and the like. Though there was a move-up buyer provision within
yes.
the amended law that allowed people to actually sell their house and move to a different property. But the message that you're delivering and what Jeff delivered a minute ago is that things here in the Santa Fe area are somewhat of an anomaly compared to the rest of the country. We are making sales. We're seeing contracts coming in. We're
yes.
seeing property interest as far as showings. And if it's any measure, though I don't consider it to be scientific, these remote broadcasts that we've been doing have had huge turnout of people. I like to think it's because of all things real estate.
Oh, your churning rate. They're all coming for rent.
I think it's totally because of the properties, and that's the reality. I need to take a break here in about 2 or 3 minutes, Jeff, so any other thoughts you want to share in this sort of global perspective before we get into some other builder issues?
Well, Ray, I don't have a crystal ball, okay, but from my perspective, we're a lot better shape today than we were a year ago,
yep.
And I think we're going to be in a lot better shape a year from now.
Right.
I like to take advantage of good opportunities because they don't last long, and they come along once in a lifetime sometimes, and I think this is one of them.
Right.
And you just have to have enough confidence in yourself to take advantage of it.
That's
and
right.
I believe if more people will do that, and I think they already are in certain pockets or areas of the country, we'll get this economy moving up and moving much quicker
yeah.
in a much stronger fashion.
Right. Well, that's a very optimistic way of framing it. I'll tell you what, why don't we take a break here, Gino Thompson, on all things real estate. I want to, first of all, congratulate Dina and Jeff Major for selling one of your own properties.
Yay.
And actually, you leased another one as well,
yes,
possibly
we did.
With
mm-hmm.
a purchase. So you guys are contributing to the economy. So come and join us here at 1330 Vista Mirada here in the community of La Mariposa. We're going to be here till about 3 o'clock this afternoon. And welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I am sitting here at a remote broadcast at 1330 Vista Mirada, which is located off of Route 599 in the community of La Mariposa. If you were driving towards Las Campanas, you would make a right turn to get here. Look for the Santa Fe Realty Partner signs and the green balloons and just follow them right to this beautiful custom-built adobe home. We've got some refreshments here. I see there are a number of people that are here already. They're enjoying a little lunch. We've got a drawing for free gifts. And most importantly, I have Dina and Jeff Major, co-principals of Major Development Incorporated, with me as my color commentators today. But before we get back into our conversation, guys, I had the opportunity earlier this week to speak with Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design. Annie offers a wide range of professional interior design services to her clients, and today is going to offer some thoughts on the qualities of 1330 Vista Mirada. Let's take a listen to what she had to share with me.
Well, hi, Annie. As a professional interior designer, what are the features of this home that resonate the most with you?
Well, first of all, I want to say that when I think people are looking for a home, I would suggest that they really see themselves in the space, really take a look at how the spaces flow and how the house really feels to them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we all have an immediate hit when we walk into a space, and I think that hit is sometimes and probably is a subconscious. But I think it's important to have that first impression of a house. I also think that it's important to really take a look at the what I call the bones of the house. I mean, this house is on 2 acres. It has views. It has adobe walls. It's got vigas and latias and beams. It has stone pathways. It's got views. It's on a 2-acre lot. So it's got a lot of good things about it, you know, the bones of the property.
Right.
And it was interesting. I was doing a remodel this week, and the builder said to me, come across the street, I want you to see a remodel that we're finishing. So we walked across the street, and it was a house that I had done probably 15 years ago.
Right.
And it was on the east side, and when I was working on the project, the client wanted it to be very Mexican with lots of color.
Mm-hmm.
The new owner has a big art collection, and they wanted it to be a more contemporary, more monochromatic palette.
Sure.
So my point is that when you're looking at a house, to really take a look at the space and to take a look at how it feels and to really get a sense of the property, and then secondary is, in a way, what could we do to make this house ours?
Right. And I remember, Annie, when I did a video walkthrough at this property a few weeks ago, I was astounded. You keep talking about the views, and they are extraordinary from this particular vantage point. But they have this huge outdoor portal, which is absolutely tremendous for entertainment value. I guess you probably, as an interior designer, see those kinds of properties on a regular basis that have terrific outdoor entertainment options, don't you?
We do, but and also we're seeing less and less of a house that's built from adobe, which this house is.
Right.
And we're just seeing less of those traditional materials because of the cost.
Right.
So I think that it's an important, you know, a value I think there's a real value there.
Yeah. Well, as always, thank you, Annie, for some great observations. I know the listeners will benefit from it. Maybe that buyer is on his or her way, and we'll take your counsel to heart. So if you want to contact Annie O'Carroll, go to our website, www.sfrp.com, and then go right to Annie O'Carroll's logo on the radio show webpage. As always, thank you, Annie. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Ray. Hope you have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, back here live at 1330 Vista Mirada. That was some very good commentary from Annie O'Carroll. She made some interesting observations of this property, Dina, about from an interior designer standpoint. There's a lot to really see from that perspective.
Beautiful. Yeah, there is. There's a tremendous detail in the ceilings and the walls and the deep-set windows that we discussed. Or I just mentioned the doors. The doors are spectacular, the custom doors.
Uh-huh. I chased you off the mic before.
And now you need me closer.
Just a little bit, not too much.
Okay.
But this is always the tricky thing. Colin, my technician, will tell me, hey, guys, while we were waiting for Annie to conclude her remarks, we received three emails, and I'll just go right through them, Jeff. Ray, do Jeff and Dina build Adobe-type homes like the one that you're broadcasting from, and what are the advantages of this type of structure? That's from Betty. Thank you, Betty. Jeff?
Oh, sure. Betty, using Adobe is one, it's eco-friendly. We have plenty of dirt. Environmentally, it's a perfect product as far as protecting the environment, not cutting down trees, that sort of thing, not using petroleum. As a construction material, because they're stacked and it becomes a solid monolithic type construction, the homes are very quiet. When the wind blows, you won't hear them, and it won't creak, it won't move, it won't shift. There's a certain just solid, massive feeling about Adobe because of the construction, the nature of the construction. Because of the thick massing, you have beautiful thick walls with deep-set windows. If you're constructing an Adobe house, particularly with a strong southern exposure during the daylight hours, it takes on a tremendous amount of solar gain, particularly in the winter, and then releases that energy at night and keeps your house warm. So there's a lot of different advantages to using Adobe. The disadvantages, I would say, is it's an expensive way to construct the house, and there's other ways to create the same look and feel with different types of building materials. So depending on your budget, we can adjust the building materials to meet that budget.
Now, taking off of Jeff's last statement, Dina, the good news for a buyer, again, trying to promote this listing here today, 1330 Vista Mirada, is that it is an Adobe home. So what Jeff said is if you were going to construct Adobe, one of the downsides is because it's so expensive. Well, the good news is for a buyer, they can get all of those positive things that Jeff was talking about by buying this structure today.
At 2.25 a square foot, which is amazing.
Yeah, and then all the other things that you talked about earlier, the tremendous views and the like. I mean, I sort of like Adobe. It just feels real solid to me.
Adobe has as Jeff said, it has a very solid feel. You have the mass, the deep windows and whatnot. But there is something, I think, kind of intangible. I don't even know how to label it, but that comes from Adobe construction. There's a soothing feeling around you, and I think it's just all the earth. You have to understand that all the exterior walls in this house are built of earth, dirt.
Right.
That's what Adobe is. They're dirt bricks.
Uh-huh.
And so there's something very soothing that comes from that. It's a little intangible. I don't know how to put my finger on it.
I'm feeling soothing right now, sitting right here. But
Adobe houses, they generally have that feel. They are certainly tend to be more expensive, as Jeff mentioned. And it's quite a feature to be able to say you are living in an Adobe house.
And these owners of this property have done a great job with their accessorizing of taking advantage of that that feeling of Adobe, too, haven't they?
Yeah, they absolutely have. They've done a lovely job of picking up the feel of an Adobe home without going too far with it, too. There's certainly a lot of sophistication in this home.
Sure. Yeah. On the heels of that question, Jeff, I received another one from Eddie, and it sort of maybe ties in with what you were talking about as far as cost. Ray, if someone wanted to build a new 2,000-square-foot home, what do Dina and Jeff Major see as the rough per-square-foot cost? Well, let's, you know, for argument's sake, let's stay with Adobe for a moment, okay? You have any thoughts on that, Jeff?
Okay, yeah, without knowing the type of finishes and the construction type, it's really hard to peg a number.
Sure.
But because we're on the subject of Adobe, I think, you know, your starting point would be about $200 a square foot as a minimum.
Mm-hmm. With Adobe.
With Adobe.
Right.
And then, you know, depending if you're getting into plaster walls and wood floors or, you know, high-end appliances, however you want to finish the house, high-performance windows, lots of wood decking and vigas and beams. You know, that all adds to the cost.
Right. And since Eddie didn't say anything other than just the square footage and Adobe is the most expensive, okay, let's go the opposite direction. A very nicely constructed home, but not Adobe per square foot, again.
Oh, you know, you could easily drop $50 or more a foot out of mm-hmm. that cost, depending on, again, how you use, you know, stick frame or wood framing and less expensive finishes.
Mm-hmm. But still building a very fine home.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And on that score, by the way, thank you, Eddie, for that. We wish we knew a little bit more about what you wanted to construct. But if somebody came to you, Dina, and said, hey, I want to build a 200 or 2,000 square foot house, what would you do to sort of, you know, frame it a little bit more thoroughly?
Well, excuse me. I clearly asked them, what are their priorities in their home? And by that, I mean, do you have an incredible vista? Are windows a big priority? Do you really, because windows are expensive, windows add up. And so when you're in framing a budget, you need to know what their priorities are and what they envision. As Jeff mentioned, as you go into all the wood details on a ceiling, this house has a lot, almost every room. Tongue and groove decking and vigas or beams. There's peeled latias in a lot of the rooms with vigas. So all of that costs a lot of money. So you need to, when somebody comes to us to build an addition or to build a house or even to remodel, they have a budget. And so I work with them to try to prioritize, help. You know, I ask a lot of questions to help them prioritize what is the most important thing to them, because that's
right.
where your money should go.
Yes.
And if you have a view that's amazing, you need to put substantial money into windows. You need to pull
sure.
that into your house. If you're on a little city lot and you're looking out at walls, maybe you want to put the money into skylights or, you know, more details in the ceilings or something like that. There's different ways to look at it, but you need to understand the property and the person who lives in it and what their priorities are.
Okay. And another question I received from Sam. Hi, Ray. Do Dina and Jeff Major have a special relationship with the lender if someone wants to secure a construction loan? Obviously, with the way loans have gone and the tightening up of qualification. Very good question from Sam. Any thoughts on that, Jeff?
Yes, we do. We actually have several banking relationships. We have a particularly great relationship with Los Alamos National Bank. As I mentioned earlier in the show, we had just sold one of our properties. They were already offering 4.75% financing. I called them up and told them the buyers were putting a substantial amount of cash down, and they dropped the interest rate to 4.25%.
Wow.
Yeah,
which is just
great
amazing. So they're very good to work with. They're a pleasure. They're efficient. And if they say they're going to commit to that loan, they will make that loan.
Uh-huh. Now, separating the difference between someone who wants to build a property and getting a construction loan versus someone who wants to buy an existing property, as builders and developers, are you seeing that there is a different constituency that's coming forward these days with those two tightening of qualifications of loans?
Well, you know, if it's a custom home pre-sold, money is readily available,
mm-hmm. And
the banks are happy to do a two-step loan from construction to permanent financing. If it's for a spec house, banks they really don't have the appetite right now for those type
mm-hmm.
of loans. So mortgage money is readily available. Construction money for an individual that is building a house for themselves, you know, vis-a-vis through a contractor. That money is readily available at good interest rates. Banks make money by loaning money.
Uh-huh.
So they're anxious to be able to do it in a safe fashion. So if you have a project you'd like to discuss with me, please give me a call on my cell, 470-0019. I'd be happy to give you more detail about the financing, about Adobe Construction, or anything else that you'd like to talk about as far as remodels or additions.
Okay, Sam, well, thank you for that question. And I think the message there is that Dean and Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated have some special relationships with local lenders. So if, in fact, you are interested in building a house from scratch, got to give Jeff and Dina a call, or you can go to our website, www.sfrp.com, click to the radio station page, and right there is Major Development's logo. Click on that, and you will have all your contact information. Tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Dina and Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated. We are here today at 1330 Vista Mirada. Please come and join us. We've got some refreshments. We've got gifts we're giving away if you take a tour of the property. So come on over and join us. We'll be back in a minute.
KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I'm sitting here at this beautiful custom adobe structure at 1330 Vista Mirada, which is off of Route 599. Just follow the Santa Fe Realty Partners signs, the green balloons. Come on over here and join us for some refreshments, a tour of the property. And if you tour this property, you can actually enter a drawing for some great free gifts. I'm going to conclude the little segment here with my special color commentators today, Jeff and Dina Major of Major Development Incorporated. Guys, what thoughts do you want to leave with the listeners today in about 4 minutes? Jeff? Dina? Nobody?
Who's jumping in? Actually, it's interesting. You started the show by asking Jeff his impression of the state of the market, if
yes.
you will. And, you know, one of the things we didn't mention, and I'd like to bring it back to, is that we're really seeing an increase in remodels, addition,
mm-hmm.
People updating their homes, people adding guest houses. We've had a lot more calls for those kind of bids and people inquiring for that kind of information. So we are seeing that area of the market, and that also goes to, you're speaking to banks lending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for people that obviously are in the financial position, the banks are anxious to lend for those kind of projects again. There's certainly money and refinancing coming out of that with these rates so low. Yes, you need the equity in your house and the job stability, and you know, you have to be able to afford it. They're not just giving money away at the corners.
Yeah.
But they are loaning again for those things, and we are seeing the remodels and the garage conversions and the guest houses, and we are seeing those things pick up again. So.
Well, yeah, what's happening is as sales increase, appraisers are able to appraise the homes at a higher value.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as the values go up on the appraiser or on the appraisals, then the banks will loan you more money,
mm-hmm.
okay, for your addition.
Right.
And it's a snowballing effect, and that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had two, maybe three calls this week for pretty good size additions.
Uh-huh, great.
And people are closing on their financing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the more activity creates more activity.
And it feeds on itself.
Mm-hmm. So it's really encouraging to see that, because for quite a while, prices were slipping and appraisals were not appraisers were not able to get the prices high enough to justify a home equity loan from a bank.
Right.
And now that dynamic is changing the other way, so I think it's, you know, very, very positive.
Well, we're sitting here at this beautiful property, 1330 Vista Mirada. You guys have offered some terrific commentary, your thoughts about this custom-built adobe structure, given some suggestions to the listeners about getting involved in this very active market. Prices are moderate. Interest rates are historic low, inventory is high, And you can buy a structure like this at a per square foot price that's just really unheard of,
Dina? It really is unheard of.
Yeah.
And, you know, with that, as Jeff mentioned earlier, this house is ready to go. It's gorgeous. It's ready for you to move into, and it's ready for you to enjoy. If by chance you're not in a home with that benefit,
right,
keep us in mind and give us a call for your remodels, for your additions, if you want to expand your space, convert your garage, add your guest house, your mother-in-law quarter. Keep us in mind, not all homes are as gorgeous and ready to go as this one is, but this one is certainly ready to go.
Excellent.
Well, you know, I'd like to make one more comment.
Go ahead, Jeff.
The gentleman asked about the adobe construction, the cost
yes.
of that.
Uh-huh.
And I told him at least $200 a foot.
Right.
Okay, bare minimum. Here's a house with the real estate that's selling at $225,000.
Yeah.
So to give you a perspective of the value
with tremendous
of this
details.
House.
Yes.
Right.
It's, someone should be buying this. They should be lined up to buy this.
You know what? I don't think we want to say anything else. You guys have said it. Actually, no, seriously, Jeff and Dina Major, co-principals of Major Development Incorporated, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you,
we're going to be changing things up a little bit, but I want to have you back because you really do have your finger on the pulse of things. I really do value your commentary. It's been fabulous over the last year, and we'll just keep going with it, okay?
Thank you, Ray. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for being here. I want to shift gears, and actually, this is very unusual because we don't typically have a seller who comes and joins us, but I have Michael Llewellyn, who is the proud owner of this property here at 1330 Vista Mirada, and he's joining my colleague, Jan Kapuscinski, who is actually the co-listing broker of this property. So, Michael, I want to actually start out by saying thank you for letting us broadcast from your beautiful home today. I hope that for Jan's sake, the buyer is on his or her way over here. But let's talk a little bit about, from your standpoint, as someone who's lived in the community of La Mariposa, why is this so special here?
La Mariposa is a combination of living in the country and being so close to the city. We're just right off the 599, and with 3 acres of land, Mariposa has big lots. And yet we're about 12 minutes from De Vargas for all the shopping. You're very close to downtown, so you kind of have the best of both worlds here.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is that are the neighbors themselves very friendly. We met a lot of people when we first moved in. We're still very close with them. And it's a unique community in that respect. Lots of green, and this house in particular, I can't add a lot to what you guys have already said,
mm-hmm.
but the views are what sold us. We have 300-degree views of four mountain ranges, so the sunsets, sunrises, and stargazing, it's pretty hard to beat.
And this outside portal, when I was here a couple of weeks ago videotaping with Jan, we did a walkthrough outside, and frankly, if we didn't go any further than the outside portal, that, I think, sells the property in of itself. Don't you agree, Jan?
Yes, it's really lovely, and it's a great place to entertain. Actually, the whole house is very conducive to entertaining, and of course, this would suit a family just as well, but that portal is stunning.
Yeah, and I guess, Michael, we revealed earlier on the show to all the thousands of people who are listening to this that you guys want to stay in Santa Fe. You just are you downsizing? Is that
we're actually downsizing, and we are going to stay in the neighborhood because we really hate to leave our neighbors, frankly.
Right.
And so we're going to be staying very close to home in a new home.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, which is good news for Jan, I guess, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Michael, again, you've lived here. You bought the property from the original builder or owners of the house. So you've been here for how many years?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. And have you seen many changes or any changes here in La Mariposa?
Not really. The houses, the people that buy here tend to stay, and we would not be leaving unless we just wanted a slightly smaller house, but... No, not really. The area is well-maintained. People that live in tend to stay here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you're going to be staying here even though you're moving out of this house.
We're not going to be far.
Yeah, very good. Jan, we've got a couple of minutes before we have to close the show out. What do you want to leave with the listeners? Why should they get in their car and drive over here today?
Well, because it is a unique home. It's a lovely space. It's well-priced. It's close to downtown, and if they're not familiar with this area, then it's you know, a good time to come out and get familiar with it. I'm sure you've given the directions many times.
I have over and over again, but...
But it's off of 599. You take the La Tierra exit, and then take a right onto Camino La Tierra, first ride on after you pass Wildflower on Findel Sendero, and then ride again on Vista Sereno, and then a left on Vista Mirada.
And I think maybe just for the benefit of the listeners who maybe are tuning in and out on this, we've talked a lot about the fabulous price per square foot, but the actual price of this property is $875,000, right?
That's correct.
Which, in my view, with this vista, with the amenities of this property, custom adobe built, large portal outside, fabulous entertainment areas, I don't know of any other property in the area that's as good as this. Do you, Jan?
No, I don't.
I mean, we have a vested interest in this, but we're speaking from our heart on this. Michael, you did a great job, basically, of accessorizing this property. It shows incredibly well, which Jan can tell you is, from a listing broker standpoint, is one of the prerequisites of listing a property. Do you have any last comments in the last 30 seconds, Michael, for the listeners?
The only thing I can tell you is if I didn't have to give up this house, I wouldn't. It's everything they've said and more. Come out and take a look.
Great.
Absolutely. And we are open today until 3 o'clock.
Until 3 o'clock. And, again, I invite you to come on out here to 1330 Vista Mirada. As Jan mentioned to you, just take the La Tierra exit off of Route 599, make a right on Findel Sendero, make another right on Vista Sereno, then make a left on Vista Mirada. But as you go along there, you'll see Santa Fe Realty Partner signs. You'll see green balloons. If you come here, you can enjoy some refreshments. I see people in the kitchen. They're eating right now. You can take a tour of this fabulous property. You can enter a drawing for terrific free gifts. Do you want to mention what they are for a second here, Jan?
They're gift certificates. Santa Fe Baking Company, and Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's, that's pretty good. Well, anyway, I want to encourage everyone to come out here again to 1330 Vista Mirada off of Route 599, tour this fabulous property. Michael Llewellyn, thank you again for letting us use your kitchen as our broadcast booth. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Jan and John, for hosting this remote broadcast today. Thank you, Dina and Jeff Major, wherever you are, of Major Development Incorporated, for offering some very useful commentary. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, Colin McAdams, my technician, as well as Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a very fine program today. I want to thank you for tuning in, and then please know that if you need some help with your own real estate, to please call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things. We'll be back in a minute.